from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, they beat the Saints in a preseason game, but did you have any problem with Brock Purdy playing, or did you have a problem with what Julian Edelman said before the game? And this made the rounds yesterday on Twitter. As Edelman, I guess he's working for Fox Sports now, huh?
Yeah, him and Charissa, is it Charissa?
Charissa Thompson.
Yeah, I want to make sure I pronounce it properly.
The one who fakes quotes, okay, or makes up quotes.
She was, they were in chairs, and it looked like they're on the Levi's field.
Yeah, they're on the field on the 49ers sideline.
And she's interviewing him, and Michelle's like, how do I know that guy? I go, that's Edelman. He used to play for the New England Patriots. And she's like, oh, isn't that the guy who the girl filmed? And I'm like, yeah, that was that.
Wait.
The girl who, she said that she, you know, they slept together, and then she put it all over the internet. And
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. He was basically, some girl posted a selfie, yes, of her in bed with him. It's like, look who I found on Tinder.
Exactly.
And yeah, you can figure out the rest from that.
And he had like the zip up, I call it the Tony Soprano like polo. You know, the one that has the zipper, you know?
So what was that girl trying to get out of that?
Oh, well, that was years ago. I don't know.
I mean, what was the goal of that?
Goals,
bragging rights.
Just to say that I slept with Julian Edelman, Super Bowl champ?
Yeah.
Was he married at the time?
I don't think he is married.
Oh, okay. Right.
I could be wrong.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But he looked jacked, and he was sitting there, and she was asking him about the league, and then asked him specifically about Brandon Ayuk.
And here it is.
If I was Brandon Ayuk, I would be a San Francisco week one. You know, usually a team goes out and wins the Super Bowl, and everyone tries to get paid. They haven't won a Super Bowl yet, but everyone is trying to get paid. So if they can have the mental toughness, which means having the ability to do what's best for the team when it's not necessarily best for you, I'm just telling you, there is a jackpot at the end of the rainbow that is a huge payday if they go out and get it done.
You know, I was thinking about what Edelman said there, and I think it's poignant that he said it because he is a Super Bowl champion. Do you believe Edelman could have gotten a little more money elsewhere had he left New England at any point in his career?
Don't know, because a lot of New England wide receivers have left that program and haven't about to anything, going back to David Givens.
I mean,
going back to Deion Branch.
Solid in Denver.
Wes Welker, that's one receiver.
In Denver. I mean,
but Deion Branch, David Givens. There's a number of guys. Kimbrough Tompkins never resurfaced.
You don't think he could have got more money elsewhere on a two or three year deal?
I don't know what his market was.
Edelman's telling you straight up that like he will now eat for free in New England for the rest of his life. And he has all of those playoff moments. He's one of the best playoff receivers of all time by
There's
the numbers.
No doubt.
You just look at the statistics. And
he also has a different mindset because of where he came from and how he had to work to get to the NFL. Remember, Brandon Ayuk's a first-round pick. Julian Edelman went to college at San Mateo. He had to go to JUCO route. He had to go to Akron. You think about being a seventh round pick, so you probably have a different perspective when it comes to money. You're just trying to make the league. You're just trying to make the league as a seventh round
pick.
Wouldn't
you want to get the bag and get every last penny because nothing's guaranteed?
You're also playing with Tom Brady and you're invested in the team that drafted you.
Well, you're playing with Brock Purdy and Shanahan. I think that's what he's getting at. He's like, hey, look, Brandon, like, I know you can make a little more money elsewhere, but you're going to make that second, third contract after this one and get legacy points. And isn't that why you play the game? He said it at, you know, they were long soliloquy about, like, you play to win.
I'm looking at Edelman here in his contracts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He signed. And I love when people speak on other people. That's why it's like Edelman can say what he wants to say.
Well, he's giving you perspective from his point of view.
And a lot of people are going to respect what he said. And they're going to believe what he said. But also, we don't know what's going on in Brandon Ayuk's head. So Brandon Ayuk's going to do what Brandon Ayuk wants to do. He's not going to do what Julian Edelman wants to do. He wants to do what Brandon Ayuk wants to do. Now, Edelman re-signed with the Patriots 4 years, $17 million deal back in 2014. He missed the 2017 season with an injury. He ended up signing a two-year, he tore his ACL that year after signing a two-year $11 million contract extension with $9 million guaranteed. Damn, that's all he got? That's all he got? Then he ends up signing an $18 million extension with $12 million guaranteed. So for him, being a seventh-round pick, he ended up overachieving.
I don't get what your end game is. Like, what he's saying is that you're going to make more elsewhere, but if you want to make a lot of money and win, this is the place to do it.
Well, he may not get that money here. He may not. He may play, and Ayuk may risk getting hurt and not getting that money.
Well, Greenlaw got the money and is hurt, you know? And
he got, exactly, key word, he got the money.
But and Armstead he is got getting the money. But they've offered him, we all believe they've offered him something that's relatively close.
Something we don't
Everybody
know is
Everybody needs to just get on the
well,
same
we don't,
page.
We don't know the details, though. We don't know if it's a fourth-year guarantee. We don't know if there's money. I don't know what's going on with the contract negotiations. I'm not in a room with Brandon Ayuk and John Lynch, but I don't get why you're getting triggered, because all I'm saying is, I mean, Edelman overachieved. So maybe his perspective is a little different on playing with Super Bowl teams, very talented teams, guys like Tom Brady, because the way he had to work to get to where he's at, and he didn't have that first-round guaranteed money. He was a seventh-round pick who literally was trying to make the team as a punt returner.
I think it's pretty obvious. He's basically saying, like, be careful what you wish for going somewhere else.
It's the Devontae Adams situation.
Like, you want to go play with Russ? Did you see what he looked like over the weekend?
We all know.
You want to go play with Justin Fields? I don't get the Steeler. I don't get his affinity for playing for the Steelers. It makes zero sense to me.
Again, that's on Brandon Ayuk. I don't know what Brandon Ayuk's thinking about. I want the damn thing to get done on both sides of the table. I've heard they're close. I heard they're not close. I heard they're close. I heard they're not close. So it's fine that Edelman said that. And I'm sure a lot of people agree with Edelman. Hell, a lot of what Edelman said was very, very true. But again, we're not Brandon Ayuk. So we don't know what the hell his end game is. We don't know what he's thinking. Now, Edelman is a Super Bowl champion and one of the most accomplished postseason receivers of all time. We get that. I get all that. All that. I'm just saying Edelman may have a different perspective slightly because of the way he had to work to get to the NFL. That's what I'm saying. And maybe
Jerry Rice has come out. Edelman's coming out. Pretty much everybody's saying the same thing.
What did Rice say?
Well, Ben, like, let's do this. Let's get this thing done.
I think everybody wants to see
it. I mean, like, that's what we want. We want closure. We want to be able to move on. I mean, you saw on the receivers yesterday, like, Purdy could use him immediately. Great situation for everyone involved. The Niners, too. Well, this is not all on Ayuk. Well, the Niners need to find a way to get this thing done and get him in ASAP.
Well, also, if you're Ayuk watching that game from a suite, aren't you kind of smiling from ear to ear?
I mean, come on.
You're saying, if you're Ayuk and you hear all this chatter about being replaceable, you're replaceable. Well, you're not that good, even though you made second team all pro and you're watching what we're watching out there.
I don't think the team's saying that to him, though. I think that's people online saying stuff. That's one thing. I don't think the team's like, you're not that good. I think
it's not only people online. It's media members. It's experts. It's people on NFL Live. It's people on NFL Network. There's a lot of people.
You've got to tune
Mark
some Schlaff of that
out. Came out here and was talking about him. A lot of people have said, Ayuk is, okay, we can find another Ayuk. And I'm saying to myself, the 49ers have tried like crazy to find receivers over the years. We just talked about corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
How it's been so tough to talk about how to find corners and find comparable cornerbacks who could play in the system or play with the Niners and find guys. And this is the best we felt about a cornerback situation in years as a 49er fan. Well, what about the wide receiver position? Because I've seen a lot of stiffs at the wide receiver position that the 49ers have drafted, including Danny Gray, who's wearing number 6 yesterday, who's probably not going to make this football team. Ronnie Bell, not going to make this football team, whether it's first round, second round picks. We finally hit on something. Keep the guy here. I agree. I want the damn thing done. I don't know what's holding the deal up. I have no idea. I'm not going to pretend like I know what's going on with Brandon Ayuk in the 49er system.
Mark Sanchez kind of flippantly said something to the effect of like, yeah, John Lynch had to cut out his vacation early to go visit him. And you know, he wasn't happy about that. I was like, whoa, I hadn't heard that part.
Well, we just heard last week that Shanahan and Lynch took time out of their day to go visit Deebo Samuel and travel to go see him.
I just think they gotta find a way to punch this into the end zone and just complete the deal and get this guy here. And then the next order of business is figuring out what's going on with Trent Williams. Because Trent, if he doesn't, because I've seen this a lot, like, oh, Trent doesn't want to practice. All right. He doesn't want to practice. Like, I get that, but we're about 3 weeks away from the regular season. Well, we gotta get him in here.
One more thing about the Edelman cut. One more thing about the Edelman cut, because, you know, I don't think he's doing it. But when you play it and when the message gets out there in the interwebs and all over the country, it makes it seem like, Ayuk, you're being greedy. Wait your turn. Wait to win the Super Bowl. You're going to get paid.
Oh, right? I didn't think of it from that perspective.
But listen, it almost is like he's singling out. He's not singling out Brandon Ayuk, but a lot of people are like, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, won't you just wait? Win the Super Bowl, and there's going to be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. They're going to get your jackpot, blah, blah, blah. But everybody's trying to get their money with this football team. Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle,
CMC.
Everybody, CMC got paid, Juwan Jennings got paid, Drake Greenlaw got paid, Fred Warner got paid, and they're all deserving of their money. They're each one of them are deserving of their money. But now he's deserving of his money that he's going to get here. So we could say that, said, hey, everybody, wait your turn to get paid. Well, it doesn't work like that in the NFL.
I think he was my interpretation was different from yours. I thought he was talking about the whole team asking with their hand out.
No. I got that too, but I'm saying that other people will look at this. When I saw it online, a lot of people's like, singling out Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, he's talking to you, blah, blah, blah. He's talking to Brandon Ayuk. Look at him. I think he is talking about the team, but at the same time, guys got to get paid. Your contract's up. Your value's up. You know what?
No, I know, Shanahan, but I think Edelman's point was that it's a really good spot It's a really good spot to be in. You're going to win and you're going to make a lot of money, right? Yeah. You're going to win and you're going to make a lot of money. And you're with guys who are really good at their job. Yep. Kyle Shanahan is really good at what he does. Yes. We could argue about, you know, fourth quarter collapses in the right. Super Bowl. There are 27 other coaches that would right. die to be as good as Shanahan.
But I will ask Edelman, he's talking about the team, right? He's talking about the team. Everybody wants to get paid. Does this apply to every team in the league?
I think this team is a little different. Like, it's a little more unique. Like, this is how many teams outside of the Patriots and the Chiefs have had this level of success over the last 6 years?
There's not a lot.
You know? And but, so, like this is a unique spot,
but
right?
But this is what happens when you have talented teams, right?
Oh, no doubt.
Guys got to get paid. Philadelphia. Look at their roster. Guys get paid left and right in Philadelphia.
No doubt, but they also had two big retirements right. that cleared up money.
They did. You know? Even before that, though, let's not act like Philadelphia doesn't pay their guys.
But so do the Niners.
The Niners do, too. I'm not saying that. But what Edelman's saying, like, you know, you guys haven't won a Super Bowl yet. So why is everybody sticking their hand out? Well, I mean, only one team wins a Super Bowl.
For sure.
You got to keep talent on the team to even compete for a Super Bowl.
Well, I see the Super Bowl part. I thought he meant more of the whole team, like Trent, right. CMC, everyone with their hand out. I thought that he was trying, the message that I got from him to Ayuk is, it's a really good spot. You're going to make a lot of money and you're going to win. And this is really good landing spot for you. And the grass isn't always greener.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to leave. By the way, who wants to have breakfast with you boys?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.